Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to discuss code-breaking women. Now, you might ask why I don't say learning the language of women or understanding women, because those terms are a little overused, number one, and number two, I don't think they fully embrace the gravity of the situation, because I'm not trying to make anybody sound insidious or try to make you have a grievance against anybody. That is not the point of this show or this episode. It's not my desire that you harbor animosity towards women or men or anybody in general. I think it's more important for you to understand. And in understanding, you can then grab clarity. And once you have clarity, you can achieve clairvoyance, which will allow you to see everything and then make a decision based off fact and not be blinded by your feelings. So when I talk about code-breaking women, you need to understand the language that they use, number one. And number two, you need to be able to decipher it. And this idea of code-breaking, I think of the Navajo code talkers from World War II. Those of you who don't know history, that's okay. This isn't something that was taught in my high school. I learned about this because I'm an enthusiast and I care about history. And so the Navajo code talkers refers to the Navajo Indians, or Native Americans, as they probably prefer. I don't care which one is used. But the Navajo Native Americans did not have normal spoken and written language. Their language was only spoken. So when it came to code breaking, they had a very hard time, and they being the Japanese, the Germans, etc., in breaking our codes to understand and intercept our communications in World War II. This is why I use the term code breaking, because we as men, we're trying to understand women in the same way that women try to understand and manipulate men for their own means. And I want to establish, I don't believe that to be evil. I believe that to be human nature, which, I mean, I guess you could argue is evil per se. I don't see it that way, but of course you can if you want to choose to do that. Go ahead, be my guest. That's your choice. But when we talk about code breaking, I want you to code break because I want you to understand the manipulative tactics. I want you to understand how you are pre-programmed to respond to certain phrases, to certain actions, to certain body language indicators, etc. This is something that might make you uncomfortable. I'm going to warn you right now. You might be uncomfortable by what we're about to discuss. Because there are certain phrases, certain buzzwords, certain actions that you as a man are programmed to respond to in a certain way. In the same way that in the Winter Soldier in the Marvel Universe, I've done this before. I've talked about the Winter Soldier before because I think it's a very interesting concept. So I'll give a little background on the Winter Soldier in case you haven't seen the Marvel movie or you haven't seen it in a while and you don't remember. Bucky Barnes is the Winter Soldier, one of the Winter Soldiers. The Winter Soldiers are normal people who are augmented and enhanced, but they're activated through a series of words. In the same way that if anybody's in a cryptocurrency, you will have certain code seed phrases like fireplace, camping, one, fireplace, like nails, random words that are supposed to not have connection to each other that are used as a password in the crypto world. In the same way, that's what was used for the Winter Soldier. They would use a series of different words that were not similar. And once all the words were spoken, the software would kick in, and then the subconscious, like the programming, would kick in. He was no longer himself. He was the Winter Soldier. He was brainwashing him the highest order. And I use that as an example because we as men are programmed, and women are too, but I want to focus on the men because I'm talking from the male perspective. So if women are getting mad that I don't talk about from the female perspective or about what men do, because you can find that on every TikTok or YouTube channel out there, you can find it on the mainstream media, you can find it everywhere. So I'm not going to do it here. But going back to the Winter Soldier, cryptocurrency, code words, etc., this is all part of your conditioning as a man. You are conditioned to be the nice beta provider man. That's who you are designed to be. So you are not a threat to the system. So you are not aware of the system's active exploitation of you in the same way that an oil rig naturally empties out an oil well. You are being emptied of your soul, emotions, resources, etc., and you don't know it until it's too late, if you know it at all. And when certain key phrases are used in society, it's often used immediately to shut us down, to shut down our rational thinking, to shut down our natural inclinations as men. Phrases such as mansplaining, such as believe all women, such as toxic masculinity, such as being insecure, such as we want a good man. These are all phrases. These are just a couple examples that I pulled out of a hat. I could go into really researching this. If you really want me to get you the phrases, I can get you the phrases. I know some of them already. But it's important for us to know how we've been conditioned to be shut down. We've been conditioned to have our irrational brains, our free will, to be suppressed, subverted, and destroyed through certain key phrases that are used by men and women alike, who are basically our handlers. I might be getting a little too esoteric with what I'm saying. This wasn't related to my job, but I learned multiple things in the military because I had top secret clearance. I learned about different things that I can discuss and things I can't discuss. But the couple things that I can discuss is because we see it in media all the time. This idea of having a handler, having brainwashing and whatnot. And this, there is truth to this. And it's not sticking your brain in some machine. No, it's from when you are a child and you're shown cartoons. You're shown things to your parents who then show you. You're shown by your teacher who then tells you. You're shown by your other friends and family members who are also conditioned, and they reinforce these behaviors to you. This is why we end up the way we end up. And then when we are exposed to the truth, i.e. the red pill, we are then naturally, we don't want it. We see it as a threat to our existence, our threat to our understanding of reality, our understanding of our lives. And this is why a lot of people have such a violent reaction to this type of content, especially initially, and they go through what we call red pill rage, or you could argue blue pill conditioning defense systems kicking in. Because we don't want to believe that we're animals. We don't want to believe that we are no better than our options. We don't want to believe these things because we've been taught that true love exists. We've been taught that men need to pursue women when it is women who pursue the top men at all times. We are taught that we should have worked a 9-to-5 job and work our way up when in fact the people at the top keep it in the family. They keep it in their inner circles through their connections, and you will rarely rise up to any prowess or renown using these normie measures. You're more likely to be overworked and underpaid because you're taking less risk and thus yielding less results. This is why I'm talking about code breaking, especially women. We can talk about code breaking society in general if we want to, which I can do. But I want to focus on women to give us an overall arena in which we are now fighting ourselves. Because make no mistake, our biggest, most difficult battle you'll ever face is with yourself. Yourself, the beta within your brain. The mindset that was fed to you as being moral, when in fact the only person it serves is everybody other than you. You as a man are taught that you are a, quote, good man if you are good for everybody but yourself. You are kind, you are considerate, you are generous, you are all these things which is good for everybody but you. I'm not saying be a jerk and off-putting and horrible to everybody. I'm saying you need to understand how you've been conditioned to then hopefully use that to then decide who you want to become, not who somebody else determined you should be to support a system that spits on you every day of the week. I don't support that. I don't believe in telling men to become the very thing that they were taught to be, which was basically a cow in a field. To be grounded up into ground beef for their masters to consume. I don't believe that to be true. All you have to do is look at the fact that everything in society is meant to domesticate domesticate men. Women, prawn, jobs, sports. I mean, Norman, do you want me to continue? Alcohol, drugs, I'm going to keep going. Ain't a little too close to home, making you uncomfortable? Good. Because that's the point. I want you to be thinking. I want you to understand what is being exposed to you. And once you break this code, once you understand what's happening to you, and I'm not someone who knows everything. I still am going through this every single day. I'm not some monk sitting on top of a mountain meditating while looking down at the rest of the world in chaos. No. That's not what's happening here. I'm a guy in the street. I'm drinking coffee. I'm about to go meet with my new boss right now. Because I'm moving over jobs. I'm doing something different. I'm moving into... I'm trying to meet people who are going to help me get more out of my current profession. I'm trying to meet more people who are going to give me more options who then I can help them as well in the way that others have helped me. That's what I want to do. Because there are people who want me to go to Florida. There are people who want me to go to Georgia. There are people who want me to stay here. There's all kinds of options out there. But once you understand that you have options both in your career and in life, you become less desperate and you become more able to accept abundance and embrace the fact that you do not have to limit yourself to what you've been told you should want. What you've been instructed is good for you. I was talking to my buddy the other day, and we were talking about nutrition. And when I brought up the fact that milk wasn't that healthy for you, he was like, yeah, you know, I was hearing about that. At which point, I told him, I said, the government put out, you never seen those nutrition, like, pie charts and stuff like that in the average public school? At least they were in when I was in school anyway. But what I'm saying is they put milk as like an essential nutrient because the government poured billions into the dairy industry. And so they wanted a return on their investment. So they made it advantageous for you to consume it because it was beneficial for them, not so much for you. You see how that works? That is what you must be aware of. And that's just one example. It's just one example. Understanding the big heist that's happening within the safe of your mind, because you think your mind is safe when in fact it's not. It's actively being cracked, being recoded, being reprogrammed so that it can be beneficial to everybody who's not you. This is a tough conversation to have, and why I call it code breaking, because once you break the fact that the code you're being fed is meant to benefit everybody but you, you then can find that balance. You then can decide for yourself who you want to become and why and how you're going to do it. But that takes time. It takes effort. That takes you embracing what is so then you can put hope aside and then determine who it is you want to be and not who somebody else thought would be good for you to be. Hopefully that sounded better in my head now that I'm thinking about it. I realize that might sound really like woo-woo TikTok-y influencer, you know, thought. But anyways, I don't know. I thought it was impactful. Anyways, I digress. The reason we're talking about code-breaking women is because you need to understand how they operate to then understand what you want to do. You know, we're fed this idea in popular culture that we as men should just want one woman, that we should want to have this true love experience, that we should just give these women all this opportunity, and then if we just be a good man and we keep our head down, that we're going to find this miracle unicorn woman who's going to love us for us, not for what we provide, but for us, and then they're going to be with us forever, and it's going to be great. When in fact, you look at the world, and it tells a different story. You know, the divorce rate's high, mostly filed by women, mostly for irreconcilable differences and not for abuse or for infidelity or anything else. And then you look at the fact that men are the ones who pay the most child support and alimony and blah, 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 even though there was no actual reason for the divorce other than I don't want to have sex with you anymore, or I don't love you anymore, or whatever. And then you as the man are the problem, even though you did everything you could. I mean, this is nothing new to those of us who have listened to the show or who listen to other shows in this space on the internet. This is nothing new. But understanding that it is tremendously difficult to understand this and to implement it in such a way where you test the theories, you test yourself, you then determine who you will be and why. That takes courage. That takes guts. That takes becoming something more than what you are now instead of just repeating rhetoric. Rhetoric is easy. Risking to learn, that's hard. My friends, I understand that a lot of times this is going to be a depressing conversation. Something that you don't want to embrace, and something that's just, it's like a daily dose. It's like taking a daily vitamin. You want a daily dose of reality and hard talk. I get it. I want it too. But I also want to encourage you to know that you're not the only person going through hard times. Uncertainty, being displaced in your life, you're not alone. But it's time for us to identify what we want, who we want to become, and in doing so, we will give ourselves the best gift a man could give, which is order, structure, discipline, at which point you can then become something more. My friends, I'll leave it at that for now. I have people to do, places to be, but in the meantime, please leave your thoughts and your comments below, and I would love to hear what you have to say. And if you have anything encouraging or something that you want to share that's on your mind, please do. I encourage it. You might help somebody else. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.